Music from the Doors. Some of their best stuff was some of their slower stuff. 8:31 the time, 29 minutes before 9 o'clock. And as we do on Thursday mornings, always an important conversation to be had with Mayor Bob Whalen, who calls in this morning. Mr. Mayor, thank you for calling in today.
Thank you, Ed. As always, it's a pleasure to talk with you Thursdays, bright and early here.
Thank you so much. And I know you might have been tired yesterday because we had a long meeting on Tuesday where the Historic Preservation Ordinance was top of the game there. It received a 4-1 vote to move on to a second reading. What does that mean, and where do we go from there?
Well, the second reading is fairly perfunctory. I mean, really the substantive decision was the other night, and but as a matter of law, it has to come back to us for a second reading, which it will do in next week or the week after. And from there, it goes to the Coastal Commission, and the Coastal Commission, because it's part of our local coastal plan, and the Coastal Commission will have their input on it, and they'll either approve it or come back to us with requests for modifications, which they often do, and then we have to go through that, you know, through that cycle again. And then, of course, ultimately, if the Coastal Commission were to approve it, individuals who disagree with our decision could seek to challenge it in court.
Wow. Okay. So still some steps to be taken. In your gut, are you feeling that you're sending the Coastal Commission a plan that they can approve in your gut?
I think we are. Yes. I mean, you know, what this whole discussion was about was the city created a voluntary program almost 40 years ago, and it had evolved into really an involuntary administration of it for people who were on what was called the historic inventory. And we said the other night, look, the city made a decision 40 years ago to have a voluntary program. We're going to do a reset and turn it into a voluntary program again. And we think we have the local authority to do that. So I'm hoping that resonates with Coastal. We're protecting under the new ordinance, we're required, of course, to protect any historic resource that meets state standards. Okay. And we have created an incentive program to, encourage local property owners to participate, and we expanded the incentives the other night. So not like anybody's on the council is saying, gee, we don't like the old buildings in town, and we don't think that they lend character to the community. It's just say we want to create a program where owners are voluntarily encouraged and incentivized to turn their properties into historic, and they're not compelled to do so.
Right. I think that's what we heard the other night. That's what you guys feel. I think that's what we heard here. Now, once the second reading happens and it goes to the Coastal Commission, how long do you think before will they sit on it, or how long before they act on it?
You know, I can't predict. I mean, it's 1 to 2 years, believe it or not, on a lot of stuff that goes up to the Coastal Commission.
Wow.
City staff just heard yesterday, because I was talking with them on another one of our coastal issues, that the coastal staff, like the entire state staff, under the state budget that was recently adopted, has got mandatory furlough days. So they're already short of staff, and now they get 2 furlough days a month, so... I don't think it's going to be immediately. It's probably, with probably a year out.
Okay. You and I will be talking about this at least one more time here. at least 1 to several more times. Now, the city recently took a lot of heat for putting health and safety first and delaying the opening of the Sawdust Festival. And explain the difference in how we see sawdust as opposed to how we see the promenade or the hive or something like that.
Well, first of all, I had a great conversation with Monica Prado, who's the president of the Sawdust Board, the other day, and I think she fully understands the decision that we made. There were, a number of artists who were not pleased with our decision, and I understand that because this is their livelihood, right? And this is the summer season, and this is where they make their living. So I completely get that and understand that. But I think the Sawdust Festival board understands that with the rising number of cases and the rising hospitalizations and positivity rate on all the stuff we've heard on coronavirus, right. We just needed to wait, push it back a couple weeks to see where it was going to go and where the governor was going to go with this thing. So, it's a outdoor venue, so it's got that going for it.
Right.
We are requiring masks, and Sawdust has agreed, you know, if it opens, that the masks will be required there. But, we just felt that in the context of everything rolling back, you know, on the governor's side, that it at this point, it just wasn't in the interest of public safety to allow them to open. So we'll look at it again at the end of the month.
Okay. I think for me, the thing that stands out for me in Sawdust, and I love the Sawdust Festival and all the artists that are there, but I think for me, the thing that stands out is distancing. And it is so, even though it is outdoors, it's an impossible situation to distance in. So that's my concern. So good. Thank you for looking at that at the end of the month again. The County Board of Education decided the other day to open schools in the fall and without masks or separation or class size or anything like that. And without getting into the irresponsibility that happened there, have you reached out to Laguna Beach Unified School District to discuss their plans and how, if in fact they plan to open or when they do, what they plan to do?
I have had some conversations with their deputy superintendent over there last week, and they still didn't know. I mean, they were thinking perhaps a hybrid scenario where they might get and a lot of districts that I've talked to, and I've talked to several, are thinking about hoping they might be able to do a hybrid where you maybe in a couple days a week and then you're online 3 days a week. But I don't think they've made a decision. I think they're still, you know, awaiting more guidance from California Department of Public Health and the state superintendent. Obviously, there's no easy answer to this, or else people would already have plans in place. Right. I think they're just struggling with it, and it's a very tough decision. So we'll stay in touch with the school district for sure, and I'll give their board president a call here in the next few days and see where they're at.
Okay. And as my listeners know, that I open every show with the numbers. I give the numbers across the world, across the country, and certainly here in the county. And what we've been seeing here in the county is really staggering. As hospitalizations have increased at their highest levels, ICUs are at their highest levels, new cases, everything's at the highest level. And overnight, we lost 22 additional deaths here in Orange County. And most stark of all is we now have 102 positive cases here in Laguna Beach, where just 2 weeks ago when you and I spoke, that number was at 64. So at any point, would the city entertain the idea of maybe teaming up with the private sector for drive-through testing somewhere for Laguna residents?
That would be a nice thing to have. I don't think we're going to likely administer it locally. What I see happening and what concerns me, frankly, is there isn't the capacity for testing is going in the wrong direction.
Right.
I mean, the state is now saying you can't get tested, you know, if you're asymptomatic, because, we've got to reserve it for symptomatic people and frontline first responders. We don't have, there's a shortage in the PPE we need, the shortage in the reagents. For the state as a whole, the country as a whole, seems to me that testing capacity is going in the wrong direction again. I think what we're going to see here is a state and a county going forward is it's, you're going to have to be either symptomatic or in one of those categories to get tested.
Wow. Wow. And you think about it, and we are now 6 months into this, and we did the initial lockdown to try and give us time to prepare, to give us time to get more testing and time for more PPE, and it seems like that just didn't happen. It was a wasted effort the first time.
Well, you know, I think people have said, and we all have our individual opinions on this, but yeah, we reopened too fast, and we reopened in a way that too many people were not following the guidelines, and we're paying the price for that now. We had, as you were alluding to the numbers there, and you'll recall from several weeks ago when we were talking about this, there were a period of weeks where Laguna was flat. We were at, you know, at 41, 42, 44 cases. And we were in the 40s for a long, long time.
Yes.
And now we're at 100 and 102. And it's spiked up. And there's just no surprise to this. I mean, you know, there shouldn't be any surprise. Right. If you don't wear a mask and you don't physically distance, the likelihood of infection just goes up dramatically. And you can read it hear it in the media, read it. I think political leaders there, you know, in many, many locations now are just frustrated that that message is not being picked up by enough people.
Right.
But I will say, walking around town, I walked down last night through the promenade. I don't go down there that often because I'm staying at home as much as I can. But but I wanted to get down and see it and walk through. And I thought the compliance was quite good last night, really, down there. It was a Wednesday night, of course, but a lot of people, pretty much everybody had the mask on when I was there, except while they were eating. You know, the distancing was good. And then walking back along Main Beach, I would observe there are a few more masks showing up, face coverings showing up. And I would just encourage more and more people to do it. It's just not that big a deal. You know, when you get to the beach, when you get to some open space, when you know you're going to be on your own, take your mask off. It's great. When you're walking down the sidewalks in the downtown, wear a face covering. It's just not that hard. It's just not that big a sacrifice. And you don't know whether you're asymptomatic. You don't know whether the guy walking next to you is asymptomatic. Why take the risk?
There you go. Mayor Whalen, we can always count on you for common sense. Really, we can. I thank you so much for being with us this morning. And please stay healthy and safe, sir.
Thank you, Ed. You do the same. And talk with you next week.
Have a great day, sir. Thank you. That's Mayor Bob Whalen, 8:43 the time.